Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, Mike 1 into the N1 northbound is the big story. There's a crash just after Olifantsfontein before Samrand. It's been there since before 4 o'clock this afternoon, and it is still queuing 3/4 of an hour just to get through Midrand.
We start in KZN, where a manhunt has been launched for those behind the killing of 3 people in Inanda, north of Durban. The 3 men, aged between 20 and 30, were gunned down earlier today while standing on the road in Amaoti. The circumstances and motives for the killings are unclear. And news from the continent. According to the UN, nearly 400,000 Sudanese have returned to their homes over the past 2.5 months. They were displaced by the ongoing conflict between the government's army and the armed rapid support forces. Now, just to give you an idea of how many people that is, it's just a little bit less than the entire population of a place like Krugersdorp in Gauteng's West Rand. The International Organization for Migration says thousands returned home to areas retaken from paramilitary forces. More on these and other stories at 7. With the latest international business news, here's Frans Genetler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria.
On the international front, markets in Asia closed lower this morning, with the Hang Seng Index declining around 1.8%. In Europe, markets are trading lower, and the French CAC 40 is down by 0.7%, the German DAX down by 2%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 is also trading 0.7% lower.
Up next is some company news, and then we head into the US.
Shares of Novo Nordisk, the manufacturer of GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss medication, are trading around 8% lower in Denmark today, after their results for their latest drug failed to meet market expectations. Markets in the US are also trading lower, with the S&P 500 down by 1.7%, as the market closely monitors developments regarding President Trump's implementation of tariffs.
A dollar at this stage trading at R18.30, a euro R19.83, and a pound is sitting at R23.60. Gold trading at $2,903.42 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $69.87 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Football news up first. Newcastle United have got one last chance to regain some sort of momentum before the EFL final, and it sees Eddie Howe's side heading to West Ham United in Monday night football tonight. The Magpies are reeling from back-to-back defeats and a batch of selection concerns, while their counterparts are on a three-win run for the first time since 2023. Here is West Ham United's Graham Potter.
They're fighting for Champions League points. They'll be looking for the best way to prepare for a cup final, which will be to play a Premier League game and to win a Premier League game. So I'm expecting a tough game against a highly motivated team. Eddie's done a fantastic job there.
In terms of rugby news, Rassie Erasmus says that most of the players in the Springbok alignment camps this year won't represent South Africa until 2027, but their presence is still crucial nonetheless. A group of 56 players who are mostly locally based are in Cape Town at the moment for an in-person camp, while 26 overseas and additional base players will attend a virtual camp later in March. And no Irish player will appear before the Six Nations Disciplinary Committee, despite France demanding to do so for the clear out that has sidelined their star Antoine Dupont. Dupont said that he would be out of action for a few months after announcing that he had torn his ACL in his right knee. And India captain Rohit Sharma says that he's not retiring from ODI cricket after leading his team to a record third Champions Trophy title in Dubai yesterday. India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in the final of the 50-over tournament after Rohit handed the team a quick start with his 76 as they chased down a target of 252 with 6 balls to spare. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross.